There are some new numbers out this week from the U.S. Census Bureau on income, poverty, and health insurance, and those numbers show an American middle class on the rise. According to the data, the middle class in 2016 had its highest earning year ever recorded. U.S. poverty is down, and fewer people are without health insurance. That's all good news, for sure. But according to many analysts, it is not time to celebrate. Heather Long is here with the Washington Post. She's an economics reporter. She's here to break down some of the numbers for us in these latest data. Heather, welcome.
Hi, Todd.
So big picture, how are the middle class doing in this report from the U.S. Census Bureau?
Well, the good news is incomes are finally rising at a pretty decent pace after about two decades of stagnation. So the report this week showed that a typical middle class family is now bringing home just over $59,000. You can debate if that sounds like a lot or not, but the important point is it's finally more than what middle class families were bringing home in 1999. So we no longer have to party like it's 1999.
So families are making more, and finally you have an increase after many, what was that, 18 years of stagnation in that regard. But income is up. What about prices? What can you buy for the money?
Oh, good question. I should have mentioned that that is actually a number that is adjusted for inflation. So it's adjusted for prices rising for housing or food costs going up. So it's easy for us to compare that number to the 1999 number.
Okay, so you can indeed buy a little bit more with that $59,000 and change. Is there some good news embedded in the big numbers for any different groups, different types of income earners in the middle class?
Well, there's good news and bad news in this report. The good news is we're finally going in the right direction, and almost every demographic group, with the exception of the elderly, saw people over 65. Pretty much every other generation and every other racial group did see a pretty sizable uptick in the past 2 years. So again, good news from that. The downside is we still have huge disparities, particularly by race in this country. So we talked about a typical middle class family in the U.S. earning $59,000, while an African American family is only earning about $39,000, and a Hispanic families only about 47,000. So we still have a long way to go to close these gaps and ensure that everyone in the country can benefit from a stronger economy.
So big gaps, inequality persists. What about inequality based on income itself? Are there still as many people moving into the middle class and moving into the upper middle class that we used to have?
You're right. That is not as encouraging. Most of the gains in income in the United States are going to the top. So we saw a record number last year, a record amount of the pie, if you will. The economic pie is now going to the top 20% of Americans. So that means that money could have gone potentially to middle class or to the working poor. And instead, more and more of the amount of our economy, what we're producing, is going to the super top. And that's very concerning. It's concerning for the economy. It could hold us back in the long term.
You talk about middle class incomes. That's one way to look at income. But we also talk about wages across the economy. What's in the numbers about wages?
So here's what we know. It's a little bit hard to reconcile, but I'll try to break it down. And that's, even though we're seeing incomes, household incomes go up to $59,000, the reason that's happening is because more and more people are getting back to full-time jobs. So what we saw just last year alone was over 2 million people re-entered the workforce and they got full-time jobs. And so that's why we saw household incomes rising, because now people who weren't working before are working now. So of course, that's helping to lift earnings. But what about the people who already had jobs? For the millions and millions of Americans who were already in the workforce, they have not been seen their wages increase. And so that's why it's taken almost 20 years to recover from where we were in the late 1990s.
So Heather Long, I have to say, there, you mentioned at the top there is some good news that middle class household incomes are finally over the level where they were in 1999. And for sure that has to be good news. But then all of the other factors that you're talking about, for people in the workforce, wages are stagnated. There are classes classes, there's still inequality throughout these classes, not only based on race, but most of the income gains are still going to the top. They're not going to the middle class, even though the middle class is doing finally a little bit better than it was in 1999. And to me, the good news that you're bringing here sounds like the car's in first gear finally for the middle class. And that's about it.
I think that's a good way to put it. And one of the experts I talked to, he said to me, this better not be as good as it gets. And that's kind of my takeaway. So we're finally seeing some turnaround here. Like you said, it was encouraging that some of the fastest gains last year went to African-American households who have really struggled. They're still not better off than they were in 1999. So we're seeing some encouraging uptick. But just like you said, it better get a lot better than this, or people are going to remain very frustrated that they can't better their standard of living.
And meanwhile, in Washington, before we let you go, Heather, Americans are looking for major tax reform, heavy on corporate tax cuts. What should they be thinking when they see that news compared to the news that you're bringing today on economic data?
I think we have to keep asking the question that you're asking, which, what's in this tax package for the middle class and for the working poor? We saw really interesting comments from the president this week where he said he would be willing to not do any tax cuts at all, maybe even raise taxes on the wealthy in order to give more of a tax break to the middle class. So we're starting to see some potential deal making. Again, we've got a long way to go. There's no details on paper yet, but that's the question we have to keep pressing the White House on.
The good news in new census data for the middle class, the car is finally starting to lurch forward out of the ditch. Heather Long, economics correspondent for the Washington Post. Thanks, Heather.
Thank you.
Okay, so the census says the middle class is on the rise, but are you feeling it? Are you making more than you were last year? What about compared to before the recession?
This is Sharon from Charleston, South Carolina, and I make considerably more than I did last year because I now work two jobs, a full-time position in academia and then a part-time position in the automotive industry.
My name is Christine. I'm calling from Akron, Ohio. I work part-time for the federal government and I will make approximately the same as I have for the last 2 years. As for before the recession, I am making less.
I'm Jennifer Trotter and I'm from Drain, Oregon. I'm definitely making less. Much less than last year. In fact, I don't know how I'm going to make it through the winter.
We got a message on Facebook from Michael who says, I personally earned more last year than ever before, but the raise didn't make much difference. It seemed like the same point could be made about the middle class overall. The increase is minuscule. And we got this message from a listener in Austin, Texas. This data can't be true. Could this data be skewed in some way? I have a scientific graduate degree and I can't find a job. Is my story unique? Well, does that story sound unique to you? How are your earnings compared to last year or before the recession? Call us, 8778-MYTAKE, and you can always tweet us, at The Takeaway.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.